The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the semi-snowed-in studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. And good morning today, the 10th of March, 7:05 in the morning. Nathan's at the helm. Is it National Snowed-In Day?
I wish.
Yesterday was my favorite day of the year.
Why?
Because it
March
was
9th.
National Get Over It Day.
Oh, well, I thought it was like International Women's Day.
Well, International Women's Day, yeah. Of course, that is so important. But how you know what? But it coincided with National Get Over It Day. You'll get over it. Get over it. And you know why. Okay. I told the story, too, by the way, to people.
You did?
Yeah, that you told me when we first met, don't ever tell me to get over it. That's
mm-hmm.
that's condescending and all that.
Mm.
And I really tried hard until about 5 years ago, when you were talking to your mom and you were upset about something, and she turned around and looked at you and she said, "You'll get over it."
Yeah, and
it broke the ice. It
absolutely, in the coldest manner.
You'll get over it.
She just looked over her shoulder and said, "You'll get over it."
And you get.
I was like, "What?"
mommy.
Yes,
anyway,
never goes away.
Today,
it never goes away.
7:06 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Nathan, so what day is it today, buddy?
It's actually National Popover Day.
Popovers.
Blueberry popovers.
Oh, please. I'm in such a mood.
Somebody bring Linda donuts.
Wait,
I will reimburse you.
I do not indulge.
No, you don't. No,
I used to have a coffee and a poppy muffin or a blueberry muffin every morning. It was just kind of a thing. Take the dog.
A little smart.
I don't know, walk. I'd run over and get, you know, coffee and a muffin and take the dog out in my very different moments with the different dogs that I've had. And I love the mornings and I love to do that. But, you know, as the years went on, I stopped doing bread. And now this morning I was like, I want a donut. I probably do that twice a year.
If it wasn't because there's snow and some of the streets are icy, I'd say anybody wants to come in, you'll not only get a free car wash, but probably some beer bucks if you do that.
Okay.
And I'll pay for it. All right. So,
you're so sweet.
Tell us what the weather is quick so
all
we
right.
can get to
yeah,
Katrina.
Yeah, we'll get to Katrina who's on the phone, standing by. Currently 39 degrees, but it is a beautiful morning, folks, and that snow that is packed and you looked at it outside because we drove in this morning. It is going to melt because we're going to have a high of 55 today. So, you know, this is, by the end of the day, I don't think you're going to see much snow at all, on the streets as well. But, tonight will be overnight lows of 35. Tomorrow, chance of rain, 50% with high of 55, overnight lows of 43. Now, Sunday, it looks like, as far as this forecast is concerned, we have 100% chance of rain. Now, there is a flood watch and a wind advisory still in effect until 10 a.m. today. But Sunday is 100% chance of rain, and Monday, 100% again, and Tuesday, looks like we have rain likely. But the temperatures are in the 50s. And overnight lows, we start to get up with the temperatures like at 43 and 47 and 46. So we're not in those freezing temperatures and the snow melt will be coming off. So we will be probably having those rivers and streams and so be careful of that as well. But I will say that driving downtown today, down Placer and down the streets, it looks like right now on Market Street when we look out, there's not any snow on the street. Now there are some on the streets in front of the on California and things like that. But just be careful. Drive
side
slowly.
Streets,
yes.
Side streets are. They haven't been cleared as well. And it took four-wheel drive for me to get out of the driveway, the 12-foot driveway we had this morning because of the angle.
And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our friends in Anderson, oh boy, do we look at the propane and the gas that we need right now. And when we've had that snowmageddon, they will go to those hard-to-reach places for those people like, I'm out of propane, I'm up on this hill. They will go the extra mile. So Shasta Gas Propane, Anderson Business, veteran-owned business. They give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Now, let us go to the phones for our Pet of the Week. Katrina, how are you? And you've got, did I hear you say Puddles?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Katrina from Haven, U, Maine.
Hi. What did you say about Puddles?
You said you've got your Pet of the Week. You're going to describe your Pet of the Week and everything else that's going on with Haven Humane, and especially now with this weather and maybe some warnings and things about animals and what we can, you know, just reminders.
Yeah, definitely. Well, especially with this kind of weather, of course, you want to be conscious if you do have any outside animals that they do at least have appropriate shelters and things such as that. And if you have inside animals, make sure you're keeping them inside when we are having Snowmageddon as we have been. And then for our Pet of the Week, our guy this week, his name is Gadget, and he is a 2-year-old pit mix, and he is a really cool-looking dog. He's mostly brindle, and he's kind of more on, like, the lankier side. You know, you think of a pit, and you think of, like, a really thick kind of dog, but he's definitely more of a lanky guy, and he is just super, super friendly.
Oh, we wish you had him in here, but you have to send us a picture. All right, so let's tell us what's going on with Haven right now as we have this moment that we partner with you always. What's going on at Haven, your hours, people thinking about, you know, possibly adopting, et cetera.
Yeah, of course. So right now our hours are Monday through Saturday. The adoption center is open 11 to 5 o'clock, but we do appointments from 11 to 3:30 every single day. And if you are thinking about adopting, we do encourage that you do make an appointment. But of course, if you if you don't make an appointment, we're very lenient about if you just want to walk in, we'll usually try to accommodate you.
Okay. Well,
are there any events happening?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm just sitting here,
So this week actually has been really special because we partnered with PetSmart Charities National Adoption Week. We do adoptions at PetSmart on Hilltop throughout the week. But what was special this week is we were coming there with up to about 10 dogs. And we were hanging out there. We had a whole setup in the back of the store yesterday because of the rain. But that way people can come in and see if we have anybody that feels like a good fit for them. And today is the last day of that. So we will be there from 11 to 3:30 over there at PetSmart, and we're going to have a ton of super adoptable dogs for you to meet with.
Aww. Now tell us one more time, for those, just repeat what you just said about today.
PetSmart.
Yes.
So we're going to be at PetSmart today. So PetSmart is in Reading over on Hilltop. And we're going to be there today from 11 to 3:30 with up to 10 super adoptable dogs looking for their forever home.
Aww. Okay. And that's a great way to get up close. And if you're thinking you don't want to go to the shelter, some people don't want to go to the shelter because they're, it can be depressing, but you're still looking, right? So that's a perfect way to see a pet and be able pets and just kind of get a feel in an environment where, you can get back in your car and not feel guilty.
Exactly. No, it's a really good different environment to check them out in. And the plus side, too, is every dog that's there is has already been vetted and is ready to go home. So that's also a super special element of it. So definitely come say hi to us at PetSmart, even if you're maybe not in the position to be able to adopt. Just coming out and meeting our dogs is always a really fun time.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you so much, Katrina. That's really great. Again, today, 11 to 3, I think she said, PetSmart up on Hilltop.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks,
okay,
Katrina.
Thank you. All right, let's take a quick break. And
wow, that flew by.
What?
That whole segment just flew by.
Well, we chit-chatted about other stuff to, get over it day. hey, this portion of the show brought to you by BNT Satellite, Reading's Dish Premier local retailer. This is important, my friends, the local retailer. Don't call the 800 number. You want somebody here in town that cares about you, that you can reach out to. and talk to you if you have a question, a concern, or anything. And he's, and it's BNT Satellite and Doug Tooley, and he's been doing this for over 30 years. So get a hold of him at 530-241-3474. That's 530-241-DISH. And find out why Doug Tooley is such a great, great guy to talk and deal with when it comes to DISH. We'll be right back after these messages.
Nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing song. Nothing but blue skies from now on.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hey listeners, celebrate St. Paddy's Day with a week's worth of Irish flair. Enjoy an early Irish Benedict, midday Reuben sandwich, or traditional corned beef and cabbage dinner served daily from Thursday through Sunday, March 16th through the 19th. Pair it up with a beer or end with a delicious slice of carrot cake for the perfect treat. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not, no. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Frosty the Snowman. Did you know what?
You know,
in the future, he won't be able to have two little lumps of coal as his eyes because coal will be outlawed.
Aww. Oh, come on. Let's talk. You know, a friend of ours posted yesterday that with this weather, and it was so funny because I was thinking the same thing, not about baking cookies, but about I wanted to watch a Christmas movie. It was weird, like, you know. And then I almost ordered a Christmas tree yesterday. But for some reason, I think it was a scam because there were these, you know, my beautiful white flocked Christmas tree that was given to me, probably, I don't know how old it was. Maybe it was from the 90s. And I used it for about 4 or 5 years. And it's, I never knew this, but if your flock trees are close to a window, they become a different color. So I had to find, and I laughed so hard with a girlfriend of mine. We used to be showgirls together. Showgirls is a different thing. We sang and we danced, and we laughed, and we almost peed our pants because we were talking about we have to retire the old showgirl. She looked fabulous at nighttime under the lights, but boy, in the daytime, you could see every drooped, and I couldn't put enough pearls, enough decorations on that
girl.
You could
put so many boas on it, and you could, you know, there's only so much lipstick you can slap on the pig.
That was it, and I knew it was time to retire her just for the pride of the tree. So, anyway, folks, I was online yesterday, and, you know, Facebook or whatever, and it came, there's a famous tree, and it was supposed to be these trees that cost $1,500, you know, for a really good tree. People pay a lot of money for a really good artificial tree. So, anyway.
It was $59 on sale.
And I thought, well, you never know. It's supposed to be a Clarence house. Anyway, why did we go there? Christmas.
I got that for you yesterday.
Oh, okay. Christmas in July is coming up, but it's not even July, so I am looking for a flock tree. And yesterday, while it was snowing, and everybody was, you know, thinking, how should we not go out because I had some friends I was joining for lunch, and I'm looking at the big windows. It was like in the matter of the hour and a half or two that we were together. It clearly was snowing, and by the time I got home, and you got home, it became a winter wonderland, and it was sticking, and it was growing. So I know for a lot of people, it was like, oh, are we going to get to go into work?
We were in here yesterday afternoon, and it's snowing, and Sue says, it's sticking. And I said, you know, because I hadn't seen it. I mean, I'd seen it, but I wasn't looking at it. And I said, I walked outside, and the little grassy yard across the street was getting snow on it, and the cars were starting to get snow on them. And I hadn't seen that for a while, you know, something like this. And it just, well, everybody knows what happened yesterday. Tell your hippo story.
Well, you know, yesterday I got on the iPad, and I really, really, really went through just reading just about everything I could up until that some people are thinking that the balloons that that China is responsible for is because now this is just, you know, different articles I was reading that they are looking at creating like a different kind of airspace that is not in outer space, but that's flying lower, and that they're, you know, some people are, you know, thinking that that could be like another kind of weaponry kind of thing. So that was kind of interesting. If you think about, there's been 4 or 5 different sightings that have happened where we can actually see them in our space. That's an interesting conspiracy. But one of the things that I thought was very interesting was the hippopotamus, because, you know, I always liked that. And of course, they found another sphinx-like thing in Egypt. And those are the things that draw my attention. But you remember Escobar. How could we not forget Pablo Escobar? In 1993, they finally came in. But left alone, the male and 3 females that Escobar had illegally imported from the U.S. zoo establishment themselves in Colombia's Magdalena River and some small lakes nearby.
He imported 4 hippopotamuses, 1 male, 3 females.
So now there's hundreds of these hippos that have gotten into the rivers and the lakes, and have become kind of a trafficking problem. But there's roughly, of course, according to this other article, 70 hippos in the wild in Colombia today, all originate from 4 animals brought over by Escobar. So the town of Dorado, near Escobar's fabled ranch, is a center of the hippo trafficking trade, which targets calves and sells them to the wealthy ranch owners as a status symbol. Now, this particular article does talk about, shows a little girl swimming with a baby hippo, and that she has the baby hippo in her room. And then there's another story about a guy who was fishing. They said that was he wasn't fishing. He was probably trying to find the calf. That the mother hippo saw him and charged him, ripped off his arm, threw him in the air, and how dangerous the hippos can possibly be.
So imagine this. If some wealthy, crazy person on the Mississippi decided he wanted to have hippos, and he imported them on his estate or his plantation down there, and he has them in an area, you could have, because of the environment and everything, I bet you could probably introduce them to the United States. But imagine this. They have a hippo problem in Colombia, and they're trying to capture them, and they found two different places that will accept these hippos, hippo rescue places or whatever. A hippo is an extremely dangerous animal, kills more people in Africa than any of the big, any of things like lions or elephants or even crocodiles. I think it's number one and two there, because they graze at night. They leave the river, graze at night, and they come back in, and people are walking along trails, and they're so huge that one big chomp, and that's it. Or they will defend their area there as animals will. So they're not, I mean, you can look at them and remember the Disney
yeah,
cartoon
thinking,
and
yeah.
all that. No, these are dangerous animals. And Escobar brings in four of them, and now they've got a hippo problem.
Well, it looks like 60 are going to India and 10 to Mexico.
Yeah.
Translocating.
I'm sure it'll be across the border next year if they're going to Mexico.
It says that the goal is to take them to countries where these institutions have the capacity to receive them and properly and control their reproduction. So they are darling creatures, like, but you said they're very, very – anyway. So the reason they're doing this is because they say that they're invasive species that can pose a danger to local ecosystems and sometimes even to humans.
Oh, you think?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, let's take a quick break and we come back. I've got a follow-up on this, on what happened down in Mexico when those four Americans went across the border.
Okay.
And what happened, of course, to them, and then the follow-up on this, which was interesting. We'll be right back after these messages, but this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. 16 years in business. They've expanded from their first bank in Red Bluff. They have two here in Redding, one at 1845 California Street, the other one over in the Cornerstone Shopping Center at 192 Artnell Avenue, and their latest one down in Anderson on Ventura Street. They opened up, and since the day they opened, they've been helping move local dreams forward. They're also a sponsor for many local organizations and events. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank, and very happy with the way we're treated down there. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors, 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.reddingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Redding, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBont.
Can we talk about, we got a nice call yesterday from Andy Main.
We absolutely can.
Yeah, because I think that, you know, when you got the head guy calling you to tell you what is the issue.
From Shasta Beam. You, as you know, we've been having problems with dropouts of the show. The show just goes off the air. It's not us. It's leaving us fine. And Shasta Beam is the ones that we have a local business to do that. You know, to get the signal from here to the top of the mountain where our transmitter is, or antenna is. What happened is, and I talked about it yesterday and said why. What it was a level 3 problem with AT&T.
Mm-hmm.
And he called us to let us know what was going on with that. And that's cool.
Yeah.
They sent out a notice. But what's happening is it's a piece of their equipment. They thought they had it, and it's, I don't know, it's south of here. Well, they tested it, replaced boards, even though it was testing good. And it still has not been fixed. Now they're heading north to another hub to try and take a look at that. So it's that AT&T is working on it, but as he says, it doesn't do you any good for me to tell you why it is, because we still have these things dropping out. But it was really nice of Andy to give us a call, personal call about it.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I just wanted to do a shout out because that's the beautiful part of supporting your, you know, local agencies, that the owner calls us yesterday and said, here's the issue. So, I mean, how nice is that? There's like a million people calling, like, what's going on with my electricity and my this and my that, you know.
And you can, if that's bothering you too much, just go over to 1460, our AM station, and that's still rocking. Hey, I've been talking about these four people that were ambushed and kidnapped, and a couple of them killed down in Mexico, right along the border there. And it seems like a part of this notorious Gulf cartel called the Scorpion apologized, and they turned in five members of their gang who they say are responsible for the broad daylight kidnapping that killed two Americans and one innocent Mexican lady. They decided to turn over those who were directly involved and responsible in the events, according to a letter that they had on the windshield of the car that you know, with these guys laying on the ground, and so they turned them in. So there, the four people went over there on a for a medical thing, but. I think the real reason on this is they turned them in is because it really turned up the heat on the Mexican government. And there were U.S. forces in there, too,
right,
going after them. And they were hitting their stash houses and everything else. Let's go to the phones. Katie, good morning. Hello, Katie.
Yes, hello.
Hello, Katie.
What's
good
on your
morning.
Mind?
I was calling to let you guys know, I sent you guys a Facebook invite, but I want everybody to know that we're having the Republicans GOP dinner at Riverview Golf and Country Club Friday, April 14th. And if you're interested in grabbing some tickets, go online to ShastaGOP.org. That's ShastaGOP.org. You can purchase tickets online, and should be a great night. We are for sure going to have one speaker, which is our newly installed GOP Shasta County Chair, Daniel Sloan, Dr. Daniel Sloan. So it's going to be a wonderful evening there at Wind River. I hope a lot of people show up and come and hear the new vision for the Shasta County GOP.
Well, you know what? There's been a lot of things happening, and I'm sure that any candidates that may be running for the assembly will be showing up there and pressing the flesh.
Absolutely.
And a number of other people. Okay, so it's tell us the date again.
It is Friday, April 14th, and you can grab your tickets online at ShastaGOP.org.
There you go. Okay. Thanks a lot, Katie.
Thank you. We attended last year. It was sold out.
Yeah, I think we did.
Yeah, it was sold out. And I just looked this, there was just a dynamite gal last year who spoke. But this guy, Daniel Sloan, I'm looking him up, and it's always interesting to see who's leading a party. As we all know, we're just in a strange time as far as what we thought the Democrat Party was and what we thought the Republican Party was. And what is it now, and what is the future of what that looks like? Because it's crumbling. And both parties are crumbling. People don't know what to do. You know, they're kind of like, if you follow a guideline, it's really become very blurred about party lines, and also a division of, Republican with a D behind your name or an R behind your name. If there's an R behind your name, then you're dirty, or you're this or you're that, which is simply isn't true. And I don't know where this started. Some people say it started with Trump. And if you, MAGA, anything that has to do with that is disgusting. And I just don't know what to say about that. But anyway, go back into the cartel thing.
Well, that was about it. That the amount of heat that was put on the cartel, by U.S. and Mexican authorities, they were, what it was doing was, with them hitting stash houses and going after their people, was it was cutting back on their drug trade. And down in that area along the border, it is nothing but gang war down there as they fight for control of who's going to be pushing drugs across the border. So they took these four people. It could have been an accident. It could have been mistaken identity. But one of the ways they make money down there is by kidnapping people. Well, two of them were killed, plus another Mexican lady getting off the bus was caught in the crossfire, and she was killed. At what point is this coming across the border?
Well,
I mean, it's already fentanyl and illegals, and all these things are coming across, human trafficking and everything under this administration. But now, you know, there's shootouts right there close to Brownsville, Texas. Things like this happen. I can understand, you know, we have friends, oh, let's go to Cabo. Well, okay, they go to Cabo. But it doesn't say that it can't happen in Cabo either. But I'm sure there is some kind of agreement between the Mexican government, which is totally corrupt, in my opinion, and the gang lords that say there's certain areas they're off limits, guys, because we make a lot of money with tourism here.
Right.
And then we have a real good friend, Bert, who lives down there along the Sea of Cortez, and he says it's wonderful there.
Yeah.
But there are certain areas in that country you just don't want to get into. And now people that would go down to Matamoros are now, you know, I would think twice or three times about going down there. Ted, as we know, was accosted.
Held up.
Told to stand up, turn around by three thugs with automatic weapons. And, I mean, that could have ended it for him.
That would have been it. He said,
there.
I could die right now in this ditch.
Yeah, and he went down there on a hunting trip.
Right.
And they talked about where they were at. It was like one drug lord. And he was kind of like the mafia don.
Right.
You know, he took care of the people, but there was nobody wanting his area there.
Right.
He took care of the people. You know, he built schools. You know, he was like that.
Escobar took care of the people.
Well, Escobar was nothing but a low.
But he took care of the people.
He took care of people, but
people loved him.
You can't forget what Escobar was, a cold-blooded murderer who thrived on the agony of people. And this, they're talking about this guy where they were hunting, where it was real quiet. He's the same thing. Oh yeah, I'm going to build schools. But you can't forget if somebody raised their hand against him, he'd kill him right there, maybe his family. So anyway, this whole thing is, it's getting closer to the border. It's not enough that tons of fentanyl, cocaine, marijuana, human trafficking, and then people that are coming into our country unchecked, that's costing us billions and billions of dollars, is because of that open border. And it thoroughly infuriates me because nothing seems to be done. From either side, when the Republicans were in power, Trump closed the border, but was there anything done on a comprehensive immigration reform package that makes sense?
Well, we have a friend whose brother works in ICE. And I think that whole emotional trauma that they experience on a daily basis with the game playing is really, they can't really, it would be like, you know, you arrest somebody and they get out. You arrest somebody and you get out. This is something that we're seeing. The rules, where are the rules? We also, you know, we are experiencing, like what we're seeing in Portland, Walmart's pulling out, defund the police, people moving from Portland because the beautiful Portland, beautiful San Francisco, you know, there's a reason that, you know, however archaic, some things can change, for the better, but there are reason that there's rules. It's almost like a form of etiquette. A politeness, a being able again, and we're going to go into this in the next segment about the cancel culture of you can't do this, you can't do that, you have to think the way I think, or we're going to take you down, is not the, I don't know, the America that I think that you fought for, my father fought for, generations fought for, was that you were able to maybe be a Democrat, because my grandfather was a Democrat. He worked in the mines, and he worked for Firestone, and all of his family. They were all Democrats.
He was a good union.
Absolutely.
Man.
You know, and I respect that. And they called them the County Cal Democrats here in California that were, you know, let's get together. In my era, they would get together, and they'd have cocktails. They would fight on the floor about a bill. They'd get together and have cocktails, be friends with each other's families, and not be you're the other. And I feel I'm very disturbed in my soul about where we've become actually here in Shasta County. Like, you're one of those. I can't come to your business because you're one of those. Or somebody calls somebody and says, don't go into that business because you're that person belongs to so-and-so. It's just, I just don't even understand about where let freedom ring. Let yourself, I don't know. I'm very upset about it. Four Winds Jewelry brings us. If you're upset, go buy some jewelry. Go get something fixed. Go in and see some pretty things. And enjoy yourself where it's a locally owned business at Four Winds Jewelry. I go there to get my jewelry fixed, to get my watches repaired. I have some wonderful watches that are vintage watches. I love that. I collect them. And there's a watch repair man that's been doing it for years. And he sits back in the back behind the glass, and he tinkers, and he's wonderful. And I trust them. I know they're not going to take a stone and go, you know, remove it and do something stupid with it. So they're a great business. 2225 Hilltop Drive. That's Four Winds Jewelry. And we'll be right back. We've got a caller, and we'll be right back.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday night. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also grilled chicken breasts, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon fillet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meet. Winter weather is upon us. When snow and ice and wind and rain can stir up dirt and grime on the roadways, impacting visibility and vehicle performance. So when the wash can't wait, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, featuring car wash packages starting at only $9. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coach Master apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachMasterAutoBody.com.
Riverfront Playhouse presents On Golden Pond by Ernest Thompson and directed by Rhonda Alvey and Marla O'Brien.
Watch as an elderly couple's summer at their lakeside cottage is transformed by their interactions with a young boy as they confront their own mortality and strained family relationships.
March 10th through March 26th at the Riverfront Playhouse in downtown.
Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net or enjoy the store ready.
On Golden Pond is sponsored by this station and other pro arts businesses.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Here, the 10th of March, Friday, 7:50 in the morning. It's going to be up in the 50s today. All the snow is going to melt. And this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He's been doing this for a couple of decades. He's gone through all the schools. And then since then, he has perfected the craft of saving your windshield, whether it's a little chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Jeff can fix it, guarantees it for the life of the windshield, and you don't have to worry about it. Don't take any chances with your family safety or your safety with a windshield cracking at the wrong time. Head on down to 3208 South Market Street for a free inspection and analysis, or give them a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Cars, trucks, RVs. That's Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. It's a veteran-owned business. I wasn't going to do this. Oh, Ron. Not you, Ron. I was thinking of something else. Ron, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, you know, we may have some of the same problems right here in Northern California. The drug cartels, they control certain areas, and you might talk to, I think her name is Erin Ryan.
Yeah.
I think she works for Doug LaMalfa's office here.
And she has a show. She has a show on our station.
She has a show on Sunday.
Yeah, from 12 to noon, or 12 to 2. Yeah.
But anyhow, she was talking about the drug cartels. There's different cartels, and some of them is the Mexican drug cartel. And I guess somebody tried to go on what they call is their area, and I think they got shot at. They got holes in the back of their pickup. So we're having some of the same problems right here in Northern California. So anyway.
Well, I just saw a guy was sentenced to jail for killing somebody at a marijuana patch over in Chico area. I mean, that's where the trial was. So, yeah. No, we have our problems right here.
So, anyhow, some of the drug cartels are just right here in our own neighborhood. So, anyhow,
yeah.
Something to think about. We can't even go out in the woods and hunt or fish or camp or cut firewood even. I used to go out there all the time and cut firewood. Now I can't go out.
You got to be aware of where you are up there, and you shouldn't have to.
You shouldn't have to.
And unfortunately, you know what it's going to take? It's going to take a couple of innocent people up there hiking, getting shot.
Yeah.
At one of these groves, illegal groves, mm-hmm. with people that are doing the growing, some of them don't even know where they are. They just pull them, take them, bring them across the border. But they've got guns, they got dogs, and somebody. And this is what it usually takes: a couple of innocent people or more to be killed at one, you know, around there before they'll go after them hard.
Yeah, and so. I had a girl right beside my place, and their dogs got after me. Right here, local in Shasta County. I called the sheriff, and they didn't do anything about it, so I took care of their dogs for them.
Yeah, that's what I figured. So
that's how you do it.
Well, you know what? Some of these dogs are, you know, I hate to think of it because everybody, you know, everybody likes dogs.
Oh, I like dogs too.
But when they've been trained to attack people that on their own property, I mean, as you're walking along the property, there's you got to protect yourself. Okay, Ron.
I got in my own door. So anyhow, that's enough of that, I guess.
Okay, buddy. Thanks a lot. I wasn't going to jump on to what you were saying because you made it pretty clear that, you know, it's amazing. It's I can understand where people, oh, gosh, what they're saying is just totally wrong. Yeah. You know, maybe you disagree with them. But we just got a 4-paragraph email telling us that one of our shows, which is not a political, it's not a political show, needs to go. You know, you shouldn't be, I know you don't believe in this, you should not be associated with it. I mean, it's not politics, it's another show. And when I read things like this, I think of, why are you trying to control my business? You know, we've been here 14 years. We've been competing against the big guys. We have, I think, established a reputation in town of who we are and what we are. And we believe, gosh, in the Constitution. I believe in freedom of speech. I believe that, I mean, I disagree vehemently with Joe Biden and some of his things, his new $5.9 trillion budget, which raises taxes everywhere. I totally disagree with that. But guess what? He's president of the United States. And my, you know, for me, you know, and, but you get into this thing where I don't like this, so I want you to cancel them. If I canceled every show that had complaints, Linda and I wouldn't be on the air. Armstrong and Getty wouldn't be on the air. Even Dave Ramsey wouldn't be on the air. So, it's like this, my friends. If you don't like that, if there's something happens, like we had an incident the other day, I understand where a little bit, you know, where the ire was. So I went to the show host and said, don't do that again. And they thoroughly understood. And, you know, and I said, if you're going to talk about a subject, you don't need name calling. You just don't need it. But you
that's
can talk to, or you can talk to, you know what? Stay out of local people.
It's manners.
It's just stay out of local
people.
But to have somebody want me to cancel a show that does nothing about politics, that's where we've come from. That's where we've come to. And my response to that was, delete. Yeah. I canceled that email by deleting it. I'm not even going to respond to it. But it's not worth my time. You know, we've come to the point where if you're a comedian, you know, God help you. If you've done something 15 years ago, God help you. And all the people that grew up with phones where people can take pictures and videos, and if you're young and as you go through your life, that could come back sometime because you did something stupid when you were 20 years old. And they will use it against you.
19 years later.
19 years later. That's why Dave Chappelle said, you know who I'm afraid of? I'm afraid of you. And he's talking to his audience.
Right.
Because I'm going to say, you know, I say things. And use Kevin Hart as an example. Something he had said on Facebook 12 years ago cost him a job. So
I just read
You know what? I understand if you don't like certain shows. Well, here's what you do. You don't listen to them. I don't listen to certain shows. You know, and on TV and things like this, I've just stopped watching most of the news. It's all talking heads. And it's not real news anymore, except maybe Channel 7, you know, and the other one, 20. They're local news, and you kind of know what's going on, and you tell me what the weather is. I believe the weather and those kind of things. But bottom line is, if you don't like something, you don't want to hear what they're saying, then don't do it. But don't come to me and tell me to take it off the air. You know, go pound sand. Now, what else do we have going on?
Well, speaking of cancel, I was going through some stuff. I was reading this. I don't know. Don't ask me where that was. It could have been in Huffington. That, you know, Chris Rock just came out with a special, and I haven't seen it. But,
oh, I watched part of it.
Okay. So,
and he talked about that.
Yeah, he just talked about the slap, of course, the Oscars for Sunday night.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, we've got an annual Oscar thing that we go to. We haven't been, of course, that, I don't know, with COVID and stuff like that. But, you know, it's hard for you, and it's hard for some people that don't even watch it anymore because they just know that people come up there and accept, and then they take that 2 minutes. They expound their political beliefs, and there's things that I don't know. I guess that's, again, freedom of speech. In that moment, they've got 2 minutes to speak their thoughts and their minds. But for some people, they're just like, God, what happened to the days of just saying thank you? It was a wonderful experience and blah, 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 you know. And then again, what am I trying to do is implement, like, you know, a vanilla speech that's not my place either. So I kind of painfully watch it these days because I want to know, you know, I love the art form of film. I want to see, you know, like what people are watching and how the Academy is voting, et cetera. So, and plus I love to watch the beauty of it because it's sometimes all glamour. But
the way
what I just read was that Chris Rock, one of his jokes about Will Smith was scrubbed from his Netflix special.
Oh, yeah? Well, hey, we have to take a break from the news here in a couple of seconds. And Robert Blake, Beretta, Star Beretta, and all types of other shows and movies passed.
And then hit backstage at the Golden Boot Awards.
Age 89. All right, we'll be right back after the news with our next guest, Patrick Gorman.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Speculation, the latest jobs report could prompt more aggressive interest rate hikes by the Fed. American employers added 315,000 jobs last month. It was a surprisingly strong showing. Another atmospheric river is bringing torrential rain to California. North Central California, buried in feet of snow in recent weeks, is under flood warnings, while flood watches have been posted to the south. A deadly mass shooting in Germany.
Emergency vehicles rushed to the scene Thursday evening of a three-story building next to an auto repair shop a few miles from downtown Hamburg. Police believe the shooter is among the eight dead. They're not sure how many people were wounded.
Correspondent Donna Waters says the attack occurred at a Jehovah's Witnesses hall. Republicans of the House say energy tops their agenda for this Congress.
The party will focus on H.R. 1, or the Lower Energy Cost Act, which includes various energy components. One portion focuses on increasing the speed of energy and mining projects. The bill also is expected to include measures to protect fracking and remove restrictions on natural gas imports and exports. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Americans for Tax Reform, putting President Biden's budget proposal under the microscope. It finds the blueprint includes almost $4.7 trillion in new taxes on individuals and businesses. No injuries this morning when a small fire broke out in the basement of the Eisenhower Executive Office Building. That's right next door to the White House. The fire department in D.C. says it was a fire in a cooling motor in the building's basement. Again, no injuries, but workers were evacuated for a time. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 45 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We're entering a time of increasing hostility against people of faith, a time when Christians are going to be tested on a moral and physical and financial basis, unlike any other time in our lifetime. I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author, evangelical leader, here to remind you that you have to take action to protect and steward what God has given you. For example, record high inflation is going to continue to eat away at the dollar, and the savings of your retirement account is in danger. Fortunately, God does provide a way. To protect your retirement, I recommend diversifying your 401k or IRA out of paper and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Now, to see how it works, just text the word FAITH to 989898. That'll give you access to a free info kit on gold IRAs. There are no strings attached, so text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 right now, and I pray your family is blessed with peace of mind because you took action.
British Prime Minister Sunak meeting in Paris with French President Macron in efforts to mend fences following post-Brexit tensions. The BBC's Hugh Schofield in Paris.
It's a question of resetting a relationship which went very badly wrong 4 or 5 years ago, and which the French agree with the British is in desperate need of just returning to what it should always have been. The relationship is vital because we cooperate in so many different ways of trade, but also defence, security, energy. You know, both countries will be looking for tighter cooperation on nuclear power, renewables. So in all sorts of areas, if there isn't cooperation between Britain and Europe, it's felt.
Poland's lawmakers approving a new law relaxing the rules for installation of onshore wind turbines, a move that was urged by the European Union. The law still requires approval, though, of the Polish president. News and analysis. Townhall.com. California Attorney General Rob Bonta is suing Huntington Beach, hoping to force a residential building boom.
Bonta asked a judge on Thursday to force the seaside city to comply with state law requiring it to build more housing. City officials later filed their own lawsuit in federal court. The city's asking a judge to block the state from forcing it to build more homes. City officials say the new homes would transform their suburban community into an urban one. State officials say California needs...
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio here today, the 10th Friday again. 8:05 in the morning, and news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Nathan's on the helm.
Good morning.
And tonight we are premiering a new show at 6 p.m. with Tim Scarborough. Mm-hmm. And it's about Shasta County. It's about what to do in all the outdoor activities that are available.
Hi.
And he's doing it Friday nights at 6 p.m. to kind of give you ideas for the weekend. And tonight his guest is going to be a fisherman, a fish bow hunter. There's, you know, and if you've never heard of that before, it's you know, it's prevalent down south, but this is the only guy up in this area that hunts or he fishes with a bow. And Tim's going to be talking about that and a lot of other things, places to go to, hiking, riding, bikes, canoeing. And he's starting that show tonight.
Launching.
Launching. I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, congratulations, Tim.
Anyway, and Nathan told me today is National Get Over It Day.
And it's definitely.
Well, for me, every day is National Get Over It.
It's also National Mario Day, if that makes it better.
No, it doesn't. How many children, and I've got our guest, Patrick and Joe Gorman, here today. And you have children.
Yes.
Do you let them do games?
Video games?
Video games.
Yes, we do.
Okay, I won't say what I was going to say. Everything in moderation,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Right.
It's when kids... And I did not grow up with this, and I'm so glad I didn't. And I don't do them today, which Linda's happy about. But I have friends that spend hours on this. And they're into these they're teaming up with people from all over the world.
Yeah. Well, I don't have a problem with that. And I think if it's something you do with your kids and you know, it's kind of like a game. It's obviously, it's a game. You're doing something together. But when it becomes like you can't sleep at 2 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the morning because you're obsessed and you got to get in there, then I think maybe, you know, how do you control game time? Is it a 2 hour session that you do with your kids? So it's a language.
Right.
It's, you know, you can't say you're not going to do that language. Again, you're censoring.
Yeah, but if they're my children, you're damn right I'm censoring. I mean, well, how many times have people found out? We will get to our guests in just a second. How many times have people found out when they looked at their kids' phones what's going on in those phones?
It's horrifying.
And it's horrifying. And you see, and these kids are being groomed by pervs from another state. And, I mean, they're being groomed for this. And then this one kid that committed suicide because he had been groomed and he had sent some nude photos of himself, and then they came back and wanted money.
Mm.
And he was he kills himself over this. But anyway, that has nothing to do with what we're talking about. And or the weather.
We can go down that dark tunnel, but we're not going to because we got to keep it light right now. But we do have a flood watch and a wind advisory today before 10 a.m. Chance of rain, then sunny today with a high of 55. Currently 40 degrees downtown. If you look outside, there is melting, and don't worry about the streets are going to be fine. We do have increasing clouds with overnight lows of 35. The good news is that we do have 50% chance of rain tomorrow with a high of 51, overnight lows of 43. So our overnight lows are not down into the freezing weather. Sunday calls for 100% chance of rain, and Monday we've got rain through Sunday and Monday, and rain with our overnight lows of 46, Tuesday with a high of 58. So if you're looking through the weekend, just know that we've got rain on Sunday and Saturday, 50%. So right now it's a beautiful day. I think if you're looking to go out and be with your animals or fix anything, the snow's going to melt off. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our veteran-owned business out of Anderson, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
And we are here with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law.
And Jill Gorman.
And who...
A team.
As we know, runs everything.
No, so. Gorman Law, you guys have acquired another...
Oh, my gosh, you guys have just exploded.
Yeah. And then, so welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yeah, it's always wonderful being here.
Well, you know what? I saw you yesterday on my way out in the rain, and y'all came out, saw me, and you came out, and we're standing out there in the rain talking, and then we walked, and we got underneath the eaves. You all, and because right down, your office is in Palisadro, and it's right next to the big Ace Hardware store down there.
Where Holiday Market.
Where Holiday Market.
Right there in the corner. So,
and you've expanded in there also.
Yeah, we have two. There were two offices, and we got them and then opened up some walls between them. So it's like 26, 2,700 square feet.
All right. Okay. So tell us where you are now, because we have you here once a month. Lots of changes in the last 60 days.
Yes. So, we're still very large. We have a great system in place. So, with the merger with the other firm, staff came over, all their staff came over just about. And so, their staff, a lot of them had 20, 25 years experience, excellent employees. And so, they're with us now. And that was something that when we first started, it was just Jill and me, and then my daughter-in-law.
I remember that, and then you were trying to find employees.
Yeah, it was difficult. Finding good employees is very, very challenging, no matter where you are. I mean, it's always difficult to find somebody who's truly as good as their resume says, first off, and then who's also a good fit personality wise.
Right.
So we have that. We have this chemistry now, and it's just amazing. And before that, I mean, we grew extraordinarily fast. We went from zero clients to like 185 in a year. Right. I know it was amazing, and it's a lot of it is because just the way we service our clients is different. I mean, I've always said I think if you hire a lawyer, you should get a lawyer, and that's just been a big push, and that's what I've noticed working on the other side, sitting there watching my opposing counsel being yelled at by their client because they want them to sign a settlement document, and the yelling is always the same. I have never met you, or I've seen you once, and you want me to sign this piece of trash settlement. Right. And I always would say to myself, man, if I worked on that side, I would never want to be receiving that conversation. So when I decided to come to this side, I mean, that was a big push of like, hey, these folks, if you're paying an attorney, you should get an attorney. So that was always the big thought process and the foundation of Gorman Law. And because of that, a lot of doctors are saying, and I am known in the community very well. So people are saying, hey, this guy's good. This guy will be there for you. This guy will do his job. And, we grew extremely fast. And then when we did the merger, we took on we doubled in size. And we still are that size, but because of the chemistry, everything is just so smooth. The phones, when the merger first happened, a lot of clients who came over were calling constantly because they weren't able to talk to an attorney. They were very worried, very stressed out. And in the last 60 days or 90 days or so, we've been able to schedule time for me to sit down and talk to them about their case, where their case is going, what the plan is. And now the phones are completely manageable. People aren't scared. They aren't worried. People hire an attorney when they are scared. They shouldn't be scared after they hire an attorney because they don't know if their attorney's looking at their case. So it's been amazing. It has been extremely stressful, but now things were on the other side of it, and everything is running smoother than it was before the merger.
So, Jill, do you help with the management of what Patrick has to do as far as like, okay, today you're going to be looking over 10 cases.
I tell him what to do and how to do it every day for the rest of his life.
And then you go home and just like us, because you're married, at 12 o'clock mm-hmm. at night, you're still talking about clients. Because that's your, sorry to say, folks, but that's sometimes, that's your bedroom conversation. Right. You can't take it, you can't not talk about it.
Sorry. Right.
There's no clocking out if you want a business.
And dinner over dinner and a cocktail, you're still mm-hmm. talking about it because you're serving your clients. And it becomes like it's in your bloodstream at that point.
Right. Well, you know, and there, of course, is the big, Patrick and I broke the code on that. It's like when you two ask us, are you happy? And then Patrick and I say, am I happy? And you all say, yes. And so,
of course you're happy.
That's the way we know we're happy.
Yes, you are.
Anyway, okay, hey, we got to take a break here.
More about Gorman Law when we come back, in some of the cases that maybe you're looking at, maybe laws that have changed, maybe some things that you can compare to, maybe that are going on, in the United States right now, and, in workman's comp in general with Gorman Law.
This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial, and I can tell you this, that they have the same kind of business plan you have. Gigi's been built this business since 1993, and it's the same thing. When people call, they get somebody there. They, you know, that are there and they're experts in what they do, whether it's insurance or financial management. If you're worried about your retirement plan, if you're worried about your insurance, your 401k, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluations. And she does treat her customers as friends.
And she's been in business for over 25 years.
That's right. And, you know, we do business with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Very happy. We'll be right back.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hop takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the coolest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at bpsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Honor, Courage, Commitment. Marine Corps Art, 1975 through 2018, featuring 36 art pieces created by Marine combat artists who documented their own experience in times of war and peace. This traveling museum exhibition is sponsored by the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation from the National Museum of the Marine Corps. Open now through April 30th. Honor, Courage, Commitment. Marine Corps Art at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
All right. Good morning and welcome back to our Friday edition here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio, and KCNR streaming at KCNR1460.com. We're here with Patrick and Jill Gorman, Gorman Law, who are wonderful, have a wonderful attorney-like business with Workman's Comp. And we're not talking ambulance chasers. We're talking about people who actually have they don't need to chase ambulances because they've got huge caseloads. But really, when you place the phone call, you get somebody on the other line to talk to you about your case. And we really appreciate the fact that you're with us today to, for those, there's people probably out there right now that, can maybe call in and ask a question, 605-4567. Of course, you have to dial 530 before you do that these days, 605-4567. And you may have some kind of interesting question, and the Gormans are here. And we celebrate you.
This
Thank
is
you.
Always one of my favorite parts of the month. I love coming on and just visiting with you guys.
Hey, Patrick, we've talked about the last couple of times that it's just a matter of time until there's going to be some huge changes in the worker comp law because it hasn't been changed in...
Since 2013.
Yeah, so it's been 10 years, and things have changed in America in this. What kind of changes do you think should be done, and what kind of changes do you think will be done?
Well, I think that, the permanent disability rates right now are paid at $290 a week. And it's been that level. It was set in 2013, and they started paying at $290 a week in 2014. And the inflation between then and now has been astronomical. I think there's some figures that say it's the highest in our lifetime. The year-over-year inflation for the last 3 years has been out of control. So the permanent disability rates have not kept up with inflation, and statutorily they're not adjusted by any kind of inflation measure. So those need to go up, certainly. Nobody's living on $1,000 a month. And it's not designed to be wage replacement, but it should be more than $1,000 a month if you have permanent disability. It's virtually impossible to get to 100% disability under workers' comp. There's other systems that we can use to get there, but they take extra years. So I think that needs to go up. Another problem that we've seen, they took medical determinations out of the judge's hands. Back in 2013, they said, hey, we're not going to allow judges to award medical treatment unless there's an untimely decision by the insurance company. And the reason they did that is, and I experienced this on the other side, you would have a doctor say, hey, this person needs a lifetime gym membership with a personal trainer. So the insurance company would say, no, we're not going to do that. We'll authorize a 6-month gym membership with 2 personal trainer sessions. Their attorney would file for a hearing. He'd go to court, and he'd say, hey, I'm going to go to trial on this. My client's going to get it because the doctor says he needs it. And you already know that that's going to happen. So you can give my client $10,000 and he'll walk away from the gym membership. And so they were selling off little pieces of their medical treatments bit by bit. And it wasn't truly to facilitate medical treatment. So because that happened, and it was widespread enough to notice it, but it wasn't like in every single case. And, so the insurance lobby comes out and says, hey, look at all of this fraud, waste, and abuse. And then they took it out of the judge's hands. But what that has resulted in is I have clients who are on heart medications, and the insurance company has 7 days to review medicine, you know, any medical determination. So you go and see a doctor, you have a 30-day prescription, you see a doctor on day 27. They send in the prescription. You're not getting it for another week. So now you're out of your heart medication, which can be fatal. And so that is a real problem in the system. It didn't contemplate that. Also, I have a lot of catastrophic injuries, brain injuries, where, you know, the treatment schedules just aren't designed for these catastrophic injuries. They're designed for somebody with a back strain because that's the majority of the claims, or carpal tunnel syndrome, but not somebody who has a pulmonary embolism that goes into their lungs, you know, things like that. And if somebody doesn't have private insurance, then they have no access. And even if they have private insurance, doctors want nothing to do with it because they're worried that between the private carrier and the work comp carrier, nobody's going to pay the bill. So people are just left with no medical treatment, and they call me freaking out because of it. And unfortunately, a lawyer can only move so fast. If I could just make a phone call to fix it, then I'd definitely be the richest man on the planet, right? If I could fix everybody's phone problems with one phone call, then that would be amazing. But what I have to do is I have to send a demand to the other side. I have to wait a minimum amount of time of 2 to 3 weeks, and then I have to file for a hearing this other 3 to 4 weeks later. So it takes a month and a half just to get an issue in front of a judge.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, these people are freaking out. They're stressing. They're worried that they're going to die. They're worried that they're going to lose their house or their car. And so I get stuck in that. So I believe if they got rid of independent medical review on at least certain types of treatments, life-saving medications, urgent medical needs, critical care, things like that, then it would facilitate better outcomes. A lot of people come to me after they had a surgery. They didn't get physical therapy timely, so now they have scar tissue built up, and now they can't use their lower extremity. Things like that happen because of these treatment delays and denials. So there has to be a way to reform that in a way where both you don't have the fraud, waste, and abuse, but you have prompt and adequate medical care as well. I mean, I would wind up with fewer clients, but I'm okay with that because most of my clients, their injuries did not have to become what they became. And it's really depressing and sad.
You know, the thing is that we just had we have a friend that just went into, he was supposed to get carpal tunnel surgery on it. He's been a mechanic his whole life and all this, and he's getting it through the VA, I think VA or somebody. Judy helped him with this. The fact is that somebody's been doing something their whole life and they're good at it, but now they can't do it. Now you've got in there retraining for another job that doesn't include lifting engines and, you know, getting in awkward positions and cranking down with wrenches and all this. So you've got to be trained to do something else. And is that part of it, is retraining people?
It used to be. In 2004, they had another reform where they used to have something called vocational rehabilitation. And once you got permanent work restrictions, the insurance company would continue to pay you 2/3 of your earnings while you retrained for a new job. And you would go through a vocational program. It was a very successful program, but it was very expensive. Mm-hmm. So insurance lobby eliminated that in 2004. And now the only retraining you get is at the end of your case. When you have permanent work restrictions, if your employer does not bring you back to work, you get a $6,000 voucher for school. The end. That's it. So some people, if they're in their case for 3 years, you get 2 years of temporary disability, another year of state disability, so 3 years in. If you haven't already started retraining, you have no money coming in at that point while you're retraining. Who's going to go to school to retrain if they can't pay their bills? They're going to go back to being a mechanic, and they're going to hurt themselves worse is what's going to happen. Because people are going to put feeding their family and housing their family over their own body every day of the week. I sure would.
You see that all the time.
Absolutely.
Okay. We're with Patrick Gorman and Jill from Patrick Gorman Law Firm here in Palo Cedro. They do workers' comp. And you want to pick somebody, if you're going to go to a lawyer, most of them have specialties. I guess there's general law out there, like a general, general practitioner.
I would never want to do that. Those guys are just unique. I mean, too many different ways to.
But what I like is I ask you questions that are totally off the wall, and it's got nothing to do with your expertise, but you usually have an answer. So, okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by another business that we have done business with and we know very well, and that's Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals. It's one of the highest rated hospitals in the nation for the centers by the Center of Medicare and Medicaid Services. They're the only one in the area, the only hospital in the area with the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. They're on the cutting edge of technology, and they have just gotten permission to open up Shasta Regional as a teaching college, where they're bringing in 8 doctors who just graduated, and they're going to go through residencies there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. 8 the next year, 8 the next year, and it's going to be continuous. So we'll have 24 doctors over the next 3 years. More doctors. And serving here in our community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
To all our amazing guests for voting us Best in the North State 2022 in multiple categories. We couldn't have done it without you. Voted Best Casino, Best Employer of over 500 employees, and Best Place to Dance for the 2022 Best of the North State Awards. Come down and join us for all the fun and exciting events and promotions we have going on in 2023. After 30 years, we're still the one. For more information on all upcoming events, see WinRiver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout, or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today is Friday, the 10th of March, 8:33 in the morning.
Currently 40 degrees.
Yeah, 42 degrees. It's going to go up to in the 50s. Well, I was talking first.
Okay.
It's supposed
to warm up today,
honey,
actually.
Am I happy?
It's supposed to be 55 degrees.
Honey, am I happy?
I think so.
No, you usually say, yes, you're very happy.
Oh, okay.
And I am, then. This portion of the show brought to you by a place that does make me happy. It's called Cypress Ware Barbershop. I went in there this week to get my hair cut, and either Tim or Logan, they're both great. I've been getting my hair cut there for like 15 years, and never had a bad haircut. And I say that, and people go, never? No, never. Because I've had bad haircuts before, and this is a great place. They work by appointment, so I called in and I said, hey, when can I get in today? And they said, 10:30. Great. In, get my haircut, out. Great haircut.
17 minutes later.
Yeah, about 17 or 18, whatever it takes. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. And like I said, the appointments really work. So give them a call at 530-244-9478. It's Man's Last Stronghold. It's a barbershop. It is not a salon. Okay, we're here with Patrick and Jill Gorman with Gorman Law. And he's in workers' comp, and we're talking about changes. Like when the insurance industry got the retraining of people out, you know, that to me just made sense. You know, you've been working hard your whole life. It's something you're really good at, but now you can't do it anymore. For veterans, there's all types of training programs that you can avail yourself of. And then if you're injured, in the military, as you know, Patrick is a former, military. He's a veteran, in the 101st Air Assault. You're taken care of for the rest of your life for that injury.
After, and you get a disability. After 9/11, much, much better too, but yeah.
Absolutely. Oh yeah, absolutely. But when they ended that retraining portion, because it was expensive, but still, it seems like in the long run that it would work for people who have been injured, who have lost their ability to work at whatever their job was, but then they still stay as a productive member of society.
Yeah.
And they don't have to go back to something that they knew that injured them before.
Well, and somebody that's really good at something like being a mechanic, I mean, that truly is such a subjective. There's probably, just like lawyers, there's 95 bad ones for every 100 out of 100, right? Same thing with mechanics. So being extremely talented at something like that, it'd be very difficult to have an injury and have to walk away from it. I have to deal with that a lot. And, I mean, a lot of people work themselves into the ground because of that exact issue. What am I going to do? I am very good at this. I'm never going to be as good at something else. I don't agree with that statement. I don't agree with that sentiment. I think that if somebody's good at their craft, they're going to be good at whatever they try to do. But it's still just a hardship to turn around.
And when you think about manual labor, like your knees, your back, your neck, your shoulders, and we were talking about people who let's see, they have they're plumbing contractors, and I said, you know, anything that you do that has to do with a service to me as a noble profession, because we all know as we have homes, things go out. We need air conditioning units. And you think about these people who crawl into the houses and they do this kind of work and they have to lift things up, so on and so forth.
Sometimes in very awkward positions.
Yeah, and their body, what do you do? They want to continue on with it because they have a passion and a knowledge. And they don't want to be like, I don't want to be the bell ringer.
Right.
But
I don't want to be a greeter, yeah.
But at the same time, what if, they've got to provide for their family and so they're at a loss. They come to you. Like, what can I do about this? There's been like a stain, unfortunately, for some of those people when I said ambulance chasers that just, and here you guys are doing really notable, worthy work. So what say you to those people who may be listening and driving in the car and know that maybe they're at the point where I just can't do this anymore. I can't even lift my leg or my arm, or it's twinging or it's doing something like that. How do you get somebody in the mindset to say, what would be my next step?
Well, I think that, okay, so two problems here. So again, there are 95 bad mechanics out of 100, 95 bad attorneys out of 100, maybe even more. We get paid based on our recovery for our clients. That's how workers' comp attorneys get paid. They don't get paid hourly. So you call an attorney, most attorneys, they're going to say, come on in. They're going to sign you up. They're going to get as much money as they can get you, regardless of whether you're going to be working that job or not. It's probably going to put you right out of a job. I do about, 20, maybe 30 client consultations. And I take maybe about 5 of them because a lot of them aren't ready yet. They're not ready because what's going to happen is I'm going to file the injury. I'm going to work up their disability case. They want to work a few more years. They're worried that they're going to get fired. They might be. Once you have permanent work restrictions, if your employer can't accommodate, you're out of a job. But consultations are free. So call an attorney that's reputable. I mean, I've offered to call me. You can call me. I don't I don't just grab every case that comes in my door and go through the motions and push them out of a job. If somebody talks to me about these issues, I say, okay, what you need is you need a plan, because you're not doing this till you're 70 years old. You need a plan. This is some these are things to consider. This is, you know, you get 3 years of payments, you get this, you're going to have to do this, you get Social Security at this age, there's a subsequent injury fund, and I lay everything out for them and their spouse. Usually I always want people to have their partner or their spouse in this meeting, because, you know, yin and yang, right? Your wife and your husband is, you know,
they're part of this,
right? Work injury changes relationships too. So I would say, hey, this is the plan. I don't know if you're ready yet. This is what you should do. Give me a call then, right? Things like that. I think that not everything has the same solution. And I think listening to people's concerns, listening to their unique situation, every client has there's a different strategy in each client's case, because it's unique to them. You can't just have a one size fits all.
Well, exactly. And when you're only, you know, your body, and men don't pay attention to their bodies that much. I'm sorry to say that. Is that sexist, ladies and gentlemen? In general, we talked about this with heart health. And the difference between what men do and what women do. But men have a tendency to just kind of want to work instead of women. But, okay, so let me back up on that I just think that, the machoism in a man that are taught to you just work through the pain.
Yeah.
But there's some, I'm sure, on some level, maybe a little fear-related, like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. What can I do? So the fact that they can call you and come in and hear, okay, you're going to work another year or two, but here's a plan, I think that is just a wonderful service.
Yeah. And
that
I mean,
you provide.
It does come back around. I mean, they're going to have a workers' compensation case. But if they come in and the outcome, because I did not give them the information they needed to make the right decision for them and their family, if I just push them down a road and they don't even know what's going on and they just give me the reins and I just drive them down this road to get as much money out of the case right now, you know, that is going to burn my reputation, and I'm going to have unhappy people. People always ask me, tell me what to do. I'm like, no, I can't tell you what to do, because if you're unhappy,
I can just give you the facts.
Exactly. My job is to give you information, answer your questions. You have to make that decision, because I don't have to live in your shoes when this case is over.
Yeah.
And the same thing with giving them the information for them to make the right decision. And, you know, I'm never upset if somebody says, hey, I'm not ready, or hey, I don't really want to hire an attorney. That is a very personal decision for everybody to make on their own. So, yeah, I mean, I encourage it, and call an attorney early. I mean, talk to me early. Even if you're just hurting and you think you have another 2 years left in you, give me a call now, and I can let you know what to expect in 2 or 3 years so that you can be prepared for that. And land on your feet. And some people can take an injury, a tragic injury, a sudden one, and they can wind up, they're never happy about it, but they can wind up at least as good, if not better, than they were before the injury. If they come in early, if I work with them and their family, and we find the right way to get them to the next phase of their life.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take an early break here, because when we come back, sometimes, let's look at the other side of it. When you get people calling you and you know that, not sure, you know, because you got to be able to pick those out,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
so
I'd
like to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Tobacco and Brew is your place to go in and get those special cigars, because they have the finest humidor north of Sacramento. Not only that, but they have all your tobacco needs, they have all the accessories, and they are also some of these secret angels that go out and help a lot of people. People don't know about it. They've been in the business 30 years. It's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors, with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family.
Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Redding, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Jacob's Ladder by Southern Draw. Offering a bold, rich, and complex profile, the notes of coffee, earth, spice, and pepper are pronounced and are provided by the premium Pennsylvania broadleaf wrapper, replete with tobaccos from Nicaragua, including Lajeros from Esteli. Pairing this with your bourbon of choice makes this a perfect after-dinner treat. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
On display now at Turtle Bay Museum, Honor, Courage, Commitment. Marine Corps art, 1975 through 2018, featuring 36 art pieces created by Marine combat artists who documented their own experience in times of war and peace. This traveling museum exhibition is sponsored by the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation from the National Museum of the Marine Corps. Open now through April 30th. Honor, Courage, Commitment. Marine Corps art at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Riverfront Playhouse presents On Golden Pond by Ernest Thompson and directed by Rhonda Alvey and Marla O'Brien.
Watch as an elderly couple's summer at their lakeside cottage is transformed by their interactions with a young boy as they confront their own mortality and strained family relationships.
March 10th through March 26th at the Riverfront Playhouse in downtown.
Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net or enjoy the store ready.
On Golden Pond is sponsored by this station and other pro arts businesses.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to in our state with no more homeless pets.
May I interrupt you all?
Well, we're talking
Welcome
about...
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR.
It's
96.5 FM. Almost another grueling 2 hours put into the books.
And now, we get to visit.
I want to warn everybody, or I shouldn't say warn, but because of the snow and... these types of things, we may not have Armstrong and Getty coming on because they're being recorded, but we're getting this little blinking red light at one of our receptors. So we'll see. We may have them. We may not. If not, you'll hear our Wednesday show when Jake Mangus was here and we talked about parking and all those other things.
Oh, you mean it's okay.
As a rerun of one of our shows. So.
Well, you got to roll with the weather and things, you know.
Our guests are Patrick and Jill Gorman, Patrick of Gorman Law. And when we left, I said, there is the other side to this.
Yes.
And this is what people really get irritated with, because you see the guy that has the back injury and they see him lifting safes up and putting them in his truck. See, you see those. You don't see all the ones that are truly injuries. So if somebody's calling you, I mean, you must have had that happen to you.
A lot. Well, there's two different call situations. One of them is a client who gets something in the mail. They have a legitimate injury. They get something in the mail. And because I'm their attorney, they think they can call and yell at me about something that came in the mail that I didn't send them. And it's very, very, usually very rude to the girls. And I usually fire those clients. I give them maybe one chance if they apologize. But look, you wouldn't call your doctor's office screaming at them because you got something in the mail. Don't call my office. It is a law office. Again, I can't fix something with
something
one phone
in the
call.
Mail not from you.
Yeah, they'll get something that they don't understand from the insurance company.
Oh, okay.
And because the system is frustrating, people are scared. They will call and lose their temper on somebody that has nothing to do with it. Whereas if they explained to me what the problem was or what they were worried about, I could probably just let them know it's nothing to worry about 9 out of 10 times. And if it was, I would say, okay, this is what we're going to do. But you have to call and you have to go, you have to wait in line. Some people think they're more important than everybody else. So they think they should be able to just get to the front of the line because they're upset. And I just don't tolerate that. Those clients will get, I fire them. If you hire an attorney, unless it's a public defender and you're under arrest, they don't have to represent you. It is the freedom of representation. You can fire your attorney and they can fire you. So that's one side of the phone call spectrum. And I've had to do that a couple of times. The other side is people who are calling. Most of the time, it's not somebody who is faking an injury completely like that. Usually they're pissed off at their boss. They got fired because they were acting up or because they had a personality conflict with somebody there. They got fired and they want to file a workers' compensation case to retaliate against their employer. That's typically what happens. Or somebody gets promoted instead of them. It's a retaliation thing. And, so I do try to screen those out. I also try to screen out severity of injuries. Sometimes, people do think that it's a lottery. And I'll tell you what, if you have a bona fide injury, workers' compensation is never going to pay you enough to make you happy. If you have a fake injury, for some reason, people with fake injuries expect more money than people with real injuries. I don't get that either. But I do screen it out. I ask them questions. I mean, keep in mind, I worked on the other side. My job was to screen those cases out. I would depose people, ask them questions, asking them the same questions a couple of different ways. And if they're lying, then the answer is never the same, right? Because you can't remember a lie. Because it never happened. So, yeah, I do screen them out. And I'm very polite usually. I tell them, hey, I don't think I can help you, and I'll give them a couple of other numbers from firms who do take those cases. Because those cases are worth at least nuisance value, right? A few thousand bucks or whatever. I have a lot of clients who are very, very severely injured. That is my specialty. That is my area of focus. I do have some clients that aren't severely injured, but they're young. They're going to have a career ahead of them, and they really need help getting through this so that they can maintain their career, right? So I do take those cases too. I don't only take catastrophic cases, but the cases that are retaliation, I will turn them away. And you have to screen them out. You have to ask them questions.
I have to ask this over your career, and it's putting you on the spot, but what's been your most egregious case for somebody tried to scam the whole system? Maybe you didn't even have one of those.
I've had a couple on the other side. Not many, actually. I have thousands of cases, maybe a handful.
Yeah, so it doesn't happen as much as people think.
Not the fake ones. That I got hurt and I didn't. Situations.
Yeah.
Actually, most of the fraud was on the employer side. When I worked for the other side, even they would claim that somebody didn't work there, and then they'd show up with paychecks, or they would claim that somebody hurt themselves at home when they were missing a finger, and you're like, hey, no, that happened at work. On the other side, I had a guy who claimed that his arm was injured because his employer grabbed a knife and hit him with the handle of it on his wrist, and now he has finger pain forever and things like that. And through the investigation, I mean, he had prior claims. His story didn't add up, and it came out that at a Christmas party, he was really inappropriate towards an employee, and they fired him. So he tried to file the claim to retaliate. Things like that. I've had one where a woman claimed she couldn't walk, and we got video of her jogging behind a stroller for 3 miles. Things like that. But it's not very common. And I got a lot of video that really wasn't much. Somebody can't work. They're unable to work because they have a back injury. And then they get tape of them sitting watching their kid's football game for an hour. Okay. What does that mean? And so most of the videotape that I would get on the other side, some private investigator would go out and be like, oh, I got them. And then, really sell themselves to the claims adjuster. And I'd sit there and watch 3 hours of footage of really nothing. And I'm like, okay. The one humorous one was a guy got caught cheating on his wife for 3 days, right? His wife would leave and he was home, and then some other woman would pull up and he'd get in the car and they'd go shopping together and spend the day together. And, that one was interesting, but, there's nothing
to do
there.
Do with the injury though.
No, nothing to do with the injury. It was just a very interesting tale. I'm like, well, that's not his wife. And, it was interesting.
So what I'm pulling from today is that if you've been, injuries are starting to build up with you, nothing enough to make you have to quit your job, but they are building up, and calling you early saying, you know what, It's just getting to be too much. Yeah. But calling you early so you can help them plan. Like, yeah, I can, you know, continue to work, but at some point, my shoulder, which I've already had surgery on before, is just, it just can't handle this anymore. So getting kind of, so you can have a plan of what to do, you know, changing jobs, but be able to, you know, to be able to have enough money to support your family and all this.
Or getting to a, there aren't a lot of, so some people have prior work comp injuries with a medical award, and they're working somewhere else, and it's getting worse. There aren't a lot of doctors up here who take workers' comp, so that's hard to navigate. And the insurance company isn't going to be very helpful. So even sometimes directing you to a doctor that can provide good treatment so you can work it a few more years, maybe that's the solution. You know, you don't need an attorney for that, but I'm going to give you sound information that to allow you to make the best decision. If I were to trick people into hiring me, then it's, I'm going to get even more people calling mad, actually for a valid reason, right? Like, you tricked me.
Sure.
I plan on being here for the rest of my life. I plan on, my son is getting out of the Navy soon. He's going to go to law school. Gorman Law is going to be here for multiple generations. Everything I do now is going to affect my grandkids. So I'm trying to make sure that everything is done in the best interest of the community, because that is in the best interest of my firm.
You know, Patrick, I mean, how long have you been coming on the show now?
Since over a year. A year and 4 months,
now.
Something like that.
Yeah, and we met you when you were just – I don't know how long you'd been open.
like 2 days.
No, I think it was a little bit longer than that, but not much. I think I had like two clients.
Yeah, and I remember we talked about that, and here you are.
Yeah, it's been beautiful.
A little bit over a year watching you all grow to the largest workers' comp company north of Sacramento. And to the border, and
putting roots down in Palo Cedro, and really being part of the community.
You've got a little mini ranch down there,
right?
And you are a member of the community. I see you at events. You know, the One Safe Place events, and you're not afraid to donate to different ones because you are a member of our community. And that's the other important thing, that our community members around here, be they lawyers or doctors or accountants or mechanics or whatever, are all part of this community. So we've got like 4 minutes left. So let's talk about do you see things from your from the law, legal side? They just had yesterday, they had the workshop, the scam workshop, DA puts on. And it just seems like, you know, we get phone calls, we get messages. I mean, everybody is about the scams out there. What, do you have any, like, 2 minutes of telling people what, you know, to watch out and what to do?
So,
from a legal side.
Yeah. I mean, if a legitimate business or government agency is ever going to be contacting you, they're not demanding money on the spot. If you are in a situation where a bill collector is going to call you and ask for money, you will definitely know about it. There will be no surprises. If anybody's calling you and asking you for money over the phone, then it is a scam. Now, as far as cracking down on it, there is so much of it. You can have 30 DAs in Shasta County, and they won't even be able to put a dent in it. This is the problem with medical fraud in the workers' comp system. Doctors not doing procedures and billing for them, or doing procedures they shouldn't, or other companies billing for services not rendered. There is so much of it, specifically in Southern California. Southern California is just a different country, different state for sure than Northern California. But there's so much of it that you could hire 10,000 more law enforcement officials to go after it, and it won't even put a dent in it. As soon as you shut something down, because there are so many layers of LLCs built over them, they're very smart. A lot of it's organized. A lot of it's, you know, Russian, Armenian, mafia type stuff, white collar crime. There are so many layers of it that you shut down an LLC and they're operating under a different company name the next day doing the same thing. So it's a shell game, and there are too many shells on the table. I don't really know what the solution is other than people not falling for it.
Just being aware of it, because yesterday I got a call again, Medicare. we need information. I said, I've got this handled. Well, no, we need the information. And, I said, no, I've got this handled. And then they said, and I said, okay, what information do you need? Well, somebody's standing by. So you know right then.
That's,
and then going to Judy Maxwell, she said, don't take any calls. Forget about it. Come to me. Don't listen to what anybody else says, because then you've got other people saying, are you doing C, D, E, all this other stuff. Everything is individualized.
Wait a minute. So, Patrick, are you telling me I'm not getting $5 million from this Nigerian prince?
You might be the one. You might be the only one who gets that $5 million check.
Hey, Patrick and Jill, thank you so much for being with us. Enjoy your trip, your well-deserved trip to visit your kids. And we appreciate you and our community.
Congratulations on your growth and your integrity.
Yeah, that's a big thing. Hey, everybody, it's going to be raining this weekend. Of course, I'm teaching out in the rain tomorrow. I wouldn't have it any other way. Be careful out there. Some of the streets, side streets, are still slick. And God bless America.
No, I won't back down.
Your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.